Ultimately, it felt really, really good.
Did you get the thumbs up, roommate approval?
No, they hated it. Yeah, no.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. It was
Oh.
roommate approved for sure. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Now you mentioned that you haven't really played a ton live over the last little bit. Is that something that you're prepping for, or are you just like one thing at a time right now?
Yeah, it'd be easy to say one thing at a time right now, but no, we're actually heading out on tour in the fall across BC. We've got dates all across BC, Ontario, and Quebec as well.
Oh, that is awesome. You're gonna have to, if you're like around Vancouver, Metro Vancouver, come back on the show. We would love to have you on and just like get the whole experience from release through tour. That would be amazing.
Absolutely. I'm 100% down. Yeah, we're playing Red Gate on October 26th, I think. So I'll see you then.
Oh, absolutely. So, no, those are all the dates listed on the Bandcamp now.
Yes. Yeah. You can
Okay.
find them all over different websites all over.
Yeah, no, I was looking at those and I was like, oh, I wonder, those must be the old dates. But no, you got those locked in and that rules. So if you want to get ready to see Lila in person, dates are on the Bandcamp, lilagray.bandcamp.com. You can also stream all of the singles there as well. Now, what? Right, the latest release that you have right now is Oceans that you worked on with Aza Nabucco.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about that collaboration? Because you also have a collab with Maya Jade as well on the record. But collaboration's not nothing new for you, right?
Yeah, no, I definitely wrote my first EP very much in solitude. It was almost a thing I was like ashamed of, kind of. It was a very new thing. Songwriting was something I was testing the waters with. So it felt very like intimate, but very quickly on, I realized that it's just so much more fun to work with people
Right.
and get opinions and like bounce ideas off of each other. And yeah, Aza was actually one of the people who like really helped jumpstart my career. She was work or yeah, she is signed with Jump Attack, which is run through Blue Light Studio, and she suggested that I record at Blue Light. So she really was kind of one of the main impetuses for getting me, yeah, out there and getting some music recorded. So it only felt right that the two of us kind of, do some kind of musical collaboration. So when we had time to do it, which was deep, deep lockdown, I FaceTimed her. She was in Revelstoke. I was in Nelson at the time. And yeah, we just sat for a couple hours and this song came to be. And yeah, it's definitely like a departure. It's kind of in more of an alternative experimental kind of genre. We sung with auto-tune through the whole recording process, which was weird. But it came out exactly how it needed to, excuse me, and kind of exactly how we wanted it to right from the get-go, right from when we wrote it.
Yeah, we've been a fan of what you've released over. I think we like played your music for the first time like last year that
Yeah, I think that's right.
we kind of got into what you're releasing, and it has been like every song we've been like, oh yeah, let's go, this is great. But I think Oceans has been my favorite song that you've released so far. And as much as I love all the genres that you touch throughout, I think there's something about like the off-kilter arrangement and the construction of the song. You've got that refrain at the end that just keeps going and going and going. Yeah, no, it's a really exciting song despite how like kind of like chill and vibey
Yeah,
it is, hey?
totally. It definitely like we kind of wanted people to feel like they were drowning in the song. Like the word that we kept repeating through the whole creation process was aquaticky, which is not, I don't think it's actually a word, but like if you listen to the song, you'll hear what I'm saying. We wanted it to sound kind of like you were, yeah, drowning and you were lost in this like repetitive motion of a wave. So that's why that refrain comes back so many times. And it was really well planned and well thought out long before we actually got to recording it. So by the time we got to recording it, we actually were able to knock it out in like 4 hours in the studio.
Hell yeah. I mean, if there's one way to go, it's drowning in sick vibes.
exactly.
So April 14th is the release date for the record. Anything else that you'd like to plug? You're coming out this way in October, in the fall. Where else can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Lila Gray Music. Actually, on any social media, that's my handle. So LILAGRAY Music. Find me on Instagram or TikTok, YouTube, wherever. And you can follow along and, yeah, keep in the loop for vinyl drops and tour dates and new albums. So lots going on.
All right. Well, this is it. This is the latest track. This is Oceans by Lila Gray featuring Aza Nabucco. You're listening to it on the Vancouver Mixtape.
You brought me up from the deep. I held my forehead to your feet. Felt like I could breathe, but I was so weak and nothing was true. I still see you in my sleep, and I can't help but wonder what it means. But I'm treading the waters to somebody's daughter. I'm still me. Let the waves take me ashore. No, you don't love me. Maybe the sea. Sailing the seven seas, I'm finally free. I'm finally free. So I'll keep sailing the seven seas, learning to love, learning to be. I'll keep sailing the seven seas, I'm finally free.
As a Nabucco with Blue, you are listening to it on the Vancouver Mixtape. And before that, we had Oceans by Lila Gray featuring As a Nabucco. Really great great interview, really great chat. Really excited to see what that full record is like. Four of the singles are out now. You can pre-order the record and pre-order the vinyl if you are a physical copy freak like Jesse and I are. You know we love the physical copies. Yeah, get on it. Go to our Bandcamp. Get it. So that you get that one. Is finally released. We've only got a little bit of time left here on the Vancouver mixtape, so I'm going to take the opportunity to play some more new music that's coming from in and around the world. And here's a fella who, geez, I don't know if we can play this guy much longer, as he is a Juno winner. This is Teen Days with his latest. This is Have a Nice Time. You're listening to it on the mixtape. Vacation by JPEG 2000. You're listening to it on the Vancouver mixtape. Before that, we had Teen Days, Juno Award winner Teen Days with Have a Nice Time. That is off the upcoming Fountains of the World EP. Go give that a spin. If you haven't yet, or if you missed it on the show for whatever reason, you maybe took a radio break or what have you. And then, of course, before that, we had Aza Nabucco with Blue. That was off of her record Indigo, and of course Lila Gray before that with Oceans featuring Aza Nabucco. We're just about out of time here. I got one more before we go. A little emo, a little pop punk, a little something in between. Folks, we've got New Cloaker with Without a Sign. That's the track. You're listening to it on the tape. We'll be back in a flash. Don't go anywhere.
Without a sign, you could dig a knife in my side.
Folks, that was Cloaker with Without a Sign. You're listening to it on the Vancouver mixtape. Had a wonderful time with you. I look forward to chatting again in a week's time, but you know the deal. We got West Indies Culture Shock coming up next. Don't miss it. See you then. Bye-bye.